y'all. What is up? Chris V here, and you're listening to the A Message for Christian Girls podcast. And today we're going to be talking about lies about your worth and beauty. But before I dive into that, I want to just apologize to y'all quick for not getting this episode out sooner. I was going to have it out on Monday, but there's a fun story behind why that didn't happen. So basically, on Sunday night, I gave this testimony slash what I've been learning over the past 5 years speech to my youth group, and I decided to record it so I could make a podcast episode out of it, but that didn't actually happen. So I recorded it, but the recording turned out to be corrupt, would not play, would not upload to the system I used to record my podcasts. So I basically had to restart and re-record everything. So here we are. Everything re-recorded, everything ready for an awesome podcast episode today. And I hope y'all enjoy this. And if you are that girl struggling with lies about your beauty and worth, be sure to just stick around through the whole episode, because near the end, there's going to be 5 points on how you can conquer those lies through Christ. Those lies about your beauty and your worth, if you are struggling with that, like I have for years. But like, as you'll hear, God has placed the resources in my life to overcome those lies, and it was all Him. So anyways, I'll stop talking about it now, and without further ado, just dive in. I grew up in a Christian home and was saved at a young age, but unfortunately, that doesn't mean you'll never faceplant and fall off a cliff into lies and sin. So first, I want to establish how we get into believing these lies. And in the Lies book, Lies Young Woman Believe, by Nancy DeMoss Wolgemuth and Dana Gresh, I think they absolutely nail their breakdown about how we believe and act on lies. And this is, they came up with this after looking at how Eve sinned in the Garden of Eden in Genesis 3. So the first step to believing a lie is we listen to the lie. We listen to Satan's sales pitch about the lie, and we stick around long enough to hear more about the lie instead of running away from it. And we're told in 2 Timothy 2:22 through 23 to flee youthful passions, to run away from lies and sin, and instead to pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace. So to run to God. But when we don't run to God and stick around long enough to hear that lie, we hit step two. We start to dwell on the lie. We think about the lie and we start to focus on it. And we become ungrateful for what God has given us and focus on the things He hasn't given us. And real quick, if God has not given it to you right now, it's not best for you right now or sometimes ever. So after we dwell on the lie, we hit step three. We believe the lie. We believe the sales pitch Satan has put up for the lie, and we distort God's word in our minds and believe something that could be partially true, but not completely, or say just forget it to God's truth completely. We believe whatever lies Satan, who is the father of deception, has put in front of us, and we believe that it's more truthful and trustworthy than what God, the ultimate source of truth, says. So after we believe the lie, we hit step four. We act on the lie. We find ourselves in bondage and slaves to sin, not free in Christ, but acting out on the lies we believed, leading down a path of sin, more lies, and more deception. So I tripped, fell, and went off a cliff with the lies I bought into about my beauty and worth after listening to Satan's sales pitch. So studies have shown that girls are getting younger and younger when they start to develop what's called body insecurities. And looking back, I can see a certain clique of girls was struggling with just that. And looking back, I can see that those girls really struggled and wanted to feel better about themselves. But my middle school self saw none of this years ago. So, basically, I was called fat, ugly, and stupid, and dumb by those girls straight to my face and behind my back, and they made sure I was still in earshot when they said it. And this is where I started down the first step to believing and acting on lies, which is listening to the lie. And the sales pitch I heard was something along the lines of, you're so fat and terrible, and there's no way anyone would like you, and you look like you were hit by a garbage truck. And so after I started listening to the sales pitch, I hit step two in believing lies. I started to dwell and focus on lies, especially late at night when I was super tired and emotional, and the lies slowly started to weasel into my brain. I looked at various models, actresses, and other women I thought who were perfect and that they had an acceptable body to the culture. And I started to become very ungrateful for the beautiful and wonderful body God has made for me and wished almost everything didn't look the way it did on my body. So then I hit step three. I believed the lies about my beauty, and I fell into what I call the comparison trap whenever I speak and advocate to girls about beauty, eating disorders, etc. So basically what the comparison trap is a cycle of constantly comparing yourself to almost everyone you see, and then telling yourself how you don't measure up to the beauty standards. And it leads down a hopeless and depressing path full of lies about your worth and your beauty. So I started to place my worth in how I looked instead of in Christ like it should have been. So pretty quickly, I hit step four and I acted on the lies about my beauty and my worth. So before I get any farther, I wanted to define what my definition of eating disorders is. So my definition of eating disorders is a period of time where someone either constantly overeats or undereats in order to make themselves feel better about themselves. And it's usually tied to out of control emotions and lies. So basically, I felt super sad and depressed about my body constantly, no matter what. Like, the sun could be shining, I could wake up, the day could go perfectly, and I'd still feel terrible about my body every time I looked in the mirror, which would basically ruin my whole day. So to cope with these emotions, I started to eat insane amounts of food and developed what I would define as binge eating. And I tried to find comfort in things of this world and tried to distract myself from how I felt about my body through books, movies, and food instead of running to Christ. And my Bible was never actually read during this time. And I think that's so crucial, and I'll probably say this again later. Like, if we are not in God's truth every single day, it's so much easier for these lies to weasel their way into our lives. So my mom started to notice this pattern of gluttony I'd fallen into and exposed the lies I was believing, but the lies were so enrooted in my heart, I practically ignored and said forget it to what she said. So this is where I hit part two of my sinful cliff fall, and I started to compulsively exercise and eat as little food as possible, which I'd also define as an eating disorder, and I started to idolize beauty, and what's worse, I was proud of it. I was harming my body and seemingly starting to fit in with the culture's beauty standards, and my feelings about my worth were not solid and were completely out of control and based on my emotions, and I constantly felt terrible through pity parties for myself, wasn't grateful, not content, and developed various sinful habits and sinful patterns of thinking, and I completely ignored God. So somehow God broke through the lies and barriers of sin I'd built around my life, and like the amazing gardener he is, he went straight to the root of the beauty weed that had grown completely out of control in my life. So God started to place amazing Christian resources into my life, starting with Lies Young Woman Believe, where I finally started to notice that the lie that had completely consumed and took over my life. And then the Girl Defined Ministry 2 years later came into my life. So the Girl Defined Ministry is run by two sisters named Kristen and Bethany. And I could relate to a lot what they're saying. They struggled with their worth. They struggled with beauty. They struggled with romance. And I could, I was just like raising my hand the whole time I watched some of their videos. And I watched a lot of their videos on beauty, and all of what they said came directly from the Bible, and it was like little truth seeds in my life. And then books on beauty, like Jesse Manassian's book Backwards Beauty, Girl Defined by Kristen Clark and Bethany Beale, and Priscilla Schreiner's book Radiant, and Ali Bestucky's book You're Not Enough and That's Okay came into my life. And that brought amazing truths about my beauty and my worth into my life. While I was still healing from the lies that had wrecked my life for several years, I was still putting my worth and identity in my body and in my perceived beauty. So my wake-up call was finally in quarantine 2020, where God cut away the final stubborn root of beauty, of the beauty weed in my heart, and brought me to the understanding that my worth is in Him alone. So I was reading Radiant by Priscilla Schreiner, which is such a good book on beauty, nailing where identity should be placed, which is in Christ. And one of the chapters had an exercise that I decided to do, which was based off the movie Overcomer, where Priscilla Schreiner plays the principal, and one of her students just accepted Christ. And she told her student to go to Ephesians 1 through 2 and highlight and write out what God says about her and who she is in Christ. So basically, that's what that exercise was. And so I went through Ephesians 1 through 2 and highlighted and wrote out and journaled who I am in Christ. And it was a spiritual KO. The pride in my heart was completely broken, and the beauty weed was ripped out of my heart as I finally realized where my worth and my identity really lies as a Christian. It's not in how amazing my hair looks that day, it's not how skinny and small I can make myself look, and it's not even in how clear my skin looks. It's in Christ. And in Christ, I'm His chosen creation, His child, redeemed, His wonderful creation, loved by Him and saved by Him and Him alone. And that's just a few. There's hundreds more throughout the whole Bible. And I was probably up for the whole night just praying and praising God for the freedom from the sin and lies I've been stuck in for years. And so that's my story. It was hard and it was painful and so many tears were shed, but it's also beautiful, amazing, and proclaims God's glory. I'm free because of Him, because of Jesus's death that took place on a cross and took the wrath for my sin and mess and chaos that I am. And He rose again, conquering sin and death. Because of Jesus, I can be free from any lies that I fall hard for. And God has used my story in such amazing ways and helped me find my calling in Him. So I write and speak about the beauty industry exposing it, the comparison trap, eating disorders, etc. from the Christian perspective. And it also encouraged me to see a way He wanted me to serve Him, which was through starting a Christian blog and podcast. So I know that was a lot. But real quick before I wrap up, I want to give you 5 points for the Christian girl, or just a girl, struggling with her beauty and worth. So number one, confess what you're struggling with to God, and then confess to a trusted Christian. Because when we don't confess and keep our sin in the dark, sin thrives. It's rampant. When it's hidden, it just grows, but when it's exposed, it shrivels away and dies. So it's critical that we confess our sins. Point two, go to Ephesians 1 through 2 and highlight and write out what God says about you and your worth in Him. Number three, memorize verses about your worth in Christ and what He says about you, because in the end, that's the only thing that will matter. The King of the Universe's word is the only thing that will matter in the end. And also memorize verses about what true beauty, beauty that God values, is. So a few verses that I like to memorize are Psalm 134, verse 14. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. Isaiah 40:4. Because you are precious in my eyes and honored. And I love you. I give men for in return for you, peoples in exchange for your life. In Romans 5:8, but God shows His love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. In 1 Peter 3:3 through 4, do not let your adorning be external, the braiding of hair and the putting on of gold jewelry, or the clothing you wear, but let your adorning be the hidden person of the heart with the imperishable beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which in God's sight is very precious. So, point four, pray and spend time with God in His Word. One huge reason we trip off on lies after listening to Satan's sales pitch is because we don't know God's Word. We're told in 1 Peter 5, 8-9 to be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith. So we need to be in God's word daily, studying it, memorizing, keeping it in our minds and hearts so that with God's help, we will not fall for that sneaky sales pitch. And finally, point five, don't give up. Don't throw in the towel no matter how hard or hopeless you may feel. We're told in Isaiah 41:10 that God promises to be with you. And in 1 Corinthians 10:13, we're told, no temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, he will also provide a way of escape that you may be able to endure it. So I know that was a lot. So here's my one sentence cliff note summary for this entire thing. As Christians, our worth is in Christ and not anything in this world or things of this world. Well, that is it for today, y'all. Thanks so much for tuning in. And if you like that episode, go share it with your friends. Go share it with somebody you know who's struggling with lies about their beauty and their worth. And if you are that girl struggling with lies about your beauty and worth, I encourage you to go back and like write down those 5 points to help you when you're struggling with those lies. And also, take those verses, write them down somewhere so you can see them daily. Put them on note cards, take them with you. And when you're struggling with that lie, when you just can't stop thinking about it, pull out that note card, read those verses, meditate on them, because what God's word says, it's ultimate truth. Go do that. It helps so much to have it with you. So go do that. I can't even, tell you how important it is to go and do that and keep God's word in your mind and heart. And then go back when you're struggling with that to get God's word and the real truth instead of the lies in your mind. And also, if you like this episode, go check out the episode I did a few months ago with my friend Kara Stockton. In that episode, we talked about health, eating disorders, etc. for like a half hour. So go check that out. It's so great. And also go check out our Instagram page at K in the Way. There's a bunch of health tips and advice there that are super helpful. Also, while you're there, go check out our Instagram page, Add a Message for Christian Girls 1, and maybe even our Pinterest page, Add a Message for Christian Girls, and just see what we're doing over there. Also, you can check out our blog and maybe even other podcast episodes at our website, amessagefortchristiangirls.weebly.com. There you can find tons of blog posts by me and my friend Juliana. She has such great advice to high school students and college age students. So go check that out. Also, if you have a podcast topic you'd like to hear on the podcast at some point, or questions or something, we now have a podcast suggestions form. So you can find that by going to our website again, amessagefortchristiangirls.weebly.com, and go to the banner, hover your mouse over podcast, and there should be a drop down menu, and you should be able to find the podcast topic suggestions button. So click on that and it'll take you to a Google Forms page to fill out. And just fill that out and I'll be able to see what you put. I think it's completely anonymous, so you don't have to worry who it's from. So I'd love to see your ideas. Also, if you need to contact me or just say, hey, I like X, Y, and Z, or want to hear more about X, Y, and Z, you can also go to our contacts page and then just type in whatever you want to send me. So, again, thanks so much for tuning in, and we'll see y'all next time.